was not prepared for the journey that I was thrust upon. But equally, I find that society that I turned to help didn't know how to respond either. It was a confusing stage that I didn't know what to do with it, and I'm sure that there were people around me that actually tried to say things to me, to actually, want of a word, to make it feel better or something. But most things that were coming my way and that were being said were actually quite unhelpful. The responses I got were very difficult to take on board, and I might have actually made the same statement as others have made, please just leave me alone, because this is not helpful. To leave my friends, say to my friends, just don't come by, because this is not being helpful.
That is very much what Julie Birchall has said. I have
yes.
wonderful friends, but I don't need them right now. I don't
yes.
want them right now.
Yes, I had the same, because what they were saying, and they would say things to me like, think of your other children. Well, I wasn't stupid, but there was no space to think of them. Because I think in that sense, I might have to explain to you how it felt when I was. So I knew I had children, but it's when you're bereaved in this way, it's like a bomb goes off in your head. It's the only way I can explain it. It might be like somebody's had a heart attack and you're laying in hospital trying to save your own life. Somebody walking in and say, well, think about your other children or your husband. It's not relevant at all. The pain is so excruciating that there were times I thought I was going to die.
So the pain is extreme, and the comments from your nearest and dearest friends, some of them say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And did you forgive everyone who said the wrong thing? Did some people tell you that Michelle, your daughter, was selfish?
Yes, it was her choice.
What was the impact of hearing that on you?
Michelle was not a selfish person. Far from it.
When people made your life worse through words, did you forgive them? Have you lost friends?
I've lost friends, yes.
Can you forgive them for getting it wrong?
Personally, I'm not an unforgiving person, so I can forgive them for that. And having lost my daughter, I can understand. I think I've become more compassionate. I can forgive them that, but I can't often sit in a room with them, because if they continue the same conversation, it will break me down. The same today.
People still talk to you in this way?
Of course they do. Well, there's things like, how could she do that to you after all the money you spent on her?
Someone said that to you?
Yes.
Do you know how you've managed to pick up yourself?
Because it was such a confusing time. And the outside world, they try to fit me into a medical model. For example, that I've got anger and I've got acceptance and
denial and
all
perhaps
of those.
You're depressed as well, I'm sure.
And you're depressed and things like, but it's nothing like what actually how it happened for me. Other people probably have this medical model to work with, so they would say to me, well, are you in an anger stage? So what are you trying to say? You know, I found Michelle.
Found it. You mean you found her body?
Yes. We tried to resuscitate her. We, you know, what was I dealing with at the time? I had nightmares because my husband screamed when he found her, and I couldn't get to sleep because I couldn't switch that off in my head, and I couldn't. At night I would wake up and I would see, you know, what I'd seen, and I couldn't, if I heard an ambulance, my heart would race, and so what do I call that? Shock? Do I call that denial? You know, has anybody gone and closed their child's bank account? And I was okay while I was doing it till I handed the young man, her death certificate, and there it says, you know, suicide. And he looked at me and I thought, I wonder what you think. What are you thinking of me now? What do you think that I failed as a mother? How do you deal with that? I felt sorry for him.
You and those nightmares, has that gone away?
Yes.
How?
I eventually put a concerted effort into actually confronting them and saying, this is obviously what's gone on for me. I need to face it. And if the calls came, I would listen to them. I would probably say I seem to file them away. I can now bring them out and recall them for you, and I can leave the studio and I can put them away again. For me, it's my worst. It's the worst nightmare come true. From a parent, I carried her, I nurtured her, you know, all of her life. There was this feeling that I was responsible for her. All of my life, she took more responsibility on for herself as she grew up, but I never felt that I totally was not responsible anymore. With the result is that when she died, you know, was there something in her upbringing or something somewhere that I should have actually done?
And that's a conversation that you now hear from other people when they ring. So do you listen or do you speak?
Both.
And what are the right things to say?
I think it helps for people to get an understanding that we don't just fit into a medical model, that all the feelings that we have are real to us at the time. And yes, there are some commonalities, and one of them is guilt.
Have you been at one end of a conversation when the right thing has been said?
It's a very strange thing. The first time I called a helpline, and all I can remember of that call, he was talking and things, and at one stage I said, may I ask how your son died? And he explained, and it happened to be the same way that my daughter died. And he died in where I live. I could walk out of the door and say, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only, because it feels so isolating, because I've never known, because we don't talk about suicide, nobody ever spoke to me about it, I never spoke to anybody else about, never had any moral discussions about it, really, other than little flippant remarks, and in my chaos, that somebody actually, I think, understood, because there is such a, I think, misunderstanding. And there's not much literature out there to understand how people feel when they are bereaved, so therefore how to handle them. Then if people could possibly listen rather than tell us that, are you in this stage or are you in that stage, just say, well, how do you feel? And perhaps in the beginning stages we'll give a lot of information, and in time we learn to contain it ourselves.
Perhaps the best response we can give you is listen.
Yes. Yeah.